Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When innocent people are killed, as two men were in a housing development in Jamaica Plain on Friday, their deaths have impacts far beyond those on the friends and family closest to them. WBUR's Simone Rios went to the Mildred C. Haley development to hear memories of the two men, 58-year-old Claiborne Blair, and he went to the schools attended by 23-year-old Chris Joyce to learn more about their lives and legacies.
When Joyce was a junior at Cristo Rey High School, he decided to repeat a year so he could improve his GPA. Now, that dedication to academics is part of his legacy at the school in Dorchester's Savin Hill. Vice Principal Carrie Wagner says the death strikes at the heart of Cristo Rey.
This was a kid who was in control of his own path, and he did everything right. And so I cannot imagine what it must feel like for our students and their families, particularly students of color, particularly students who are low income, to know that even when everything has gone right, that this could still happen.
But Wagner and others at Cristo Rey say they're focusing on remembering the incredible person Joyce was. Christina Searby is Dean of Math and Sciences at the school.
He also was super earnest in the way that he'd just really always be just his most honest self in class, whatever that may be. And he was just the life of whatever room he was in.
After graduating from Cristo Rey, Joyce mentored students who hoped to follow in his footsteps and become the first people in their families to attend college. Salem State University freshman Benny Sentango says Joyce also helped mentor friends.
He'd give life advice, you know, if I wanted to give up, he'd tell me, never think about failing, always think about proceeding, finishing strong.
Residents at the Mildred C. Haley Housing Development, formerly known as Bromley Heath, are now trying to find their strength. Some residents worry that this latest bout of violence won't be the last. A lot of people who live here don't want to talk to reporters about what happened. And many of those who do say they don't want to give their full names out of fear they could be targeted. A man working on his car identified himself only as James. He says Claiborne Blair used to live in the complex, and they knew each other going back decades.
He was a good dude. I mean, he never did any harm to me. He never did any harm to anybody, as far as I know.
So you think he was here visiting?
Or? He was visiting. I mean, he grew up around here. He knew everybody. Everybody knew him.
James and others say things have gotten better in the development in recent years, but shootings like these are a setback.
Every neighborhood like this gets a bad rap. It's not the neighborhood, it's the people in the neighborhood. And some of these people don't even belong around me and don't even live around here. Who caused all this nonsense?
You don't think the shooters were from here?
Oh, definitely not.
Because they wouldn't do that.
Why? It's their neighborhood. Why would they shoot their own neighborhood up?
Seus Montero, whose wife and children live in the complex, says he doesn't even want his kids playing outside. He says it's like life isn't worth anything over here. That's how I feel. So how am I going to let my kids play in the playground with this level of danger here? Montero says he's glad to see police have increased their presence since the killings, and he wishes they would make increased patrols permanent. He says a stray bullet flew into his wife's apartment last year, but they stay because he doesn't make enough money to move his family out. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.